The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Once I get my voice going, it's expository glory. It's fun with Ephesians. We start examining chapter 2, and we get to see our old condition and God's response to our condition. It's fantastic. Number 2, how do Satan and the world connect to our past? And finally, because of God's great love, we get perpetual life and honor and position all through Christ, all because of Jesus Christ, and all because of nothing we did.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. It's 972-445-0770. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. No, not professional radio. No, sorry, it's not that way. Can't help you. Nope, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. So much to tell you, but let's start off with a little discussion of our good friend Clint and Mr. Restore.
I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
MrRestore.com. They do fire and water damage cleanup. Look, it, if you got something going on at your house and you're looking at it and you're going, woe is me, I need some help, they're there to help you. How fantastic is that? They will help you get through it. The number to call, 877-631-7576. That's 877-631-7576. That's their phone number. Their website, in case you didn't know, because I want to make sure you know, because I want to make sure you understand, because I want to make sure you know, MrRestore.com. That's MrRestore.com. Advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated with the BBB. 50 years of restoration experience. It's family-owned and operated, and thousands of happy customers. That's as good as it gets, folks. Right there. That's what you want. MrRestore.com. Big shout-out for Clint. Going to try and get him in the studio next week, and if not next week, the week after. I want to say hello to Wonder Julie, make sure she's doing good, because I know we're at Thursday. Now, after today's show, you got Thursday night. Then you know there's only one day left. That's why I'm going with that Thursday night thing. Thursday thing. How you doing, by the way?
How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Okay.
I'm doing very well. My wife actually has a day off, got a chance to sleep in. I told her she didn't have to listen to the show, and she laughed because she doesn't listen to the show anyway, because at home I'm on 23 hours live all the time.
She needs a break.
She needs a break. Listen, my dog needs a break. I'll sit there and I'll start talking about stuff. The dog gets up and goes in the other room. Maybe he's not so dumb after all. That's really where I want to go with that. Two major holidays today. Two major holidays. All right. Well, they're not major, neither one of them. But they're fascinating. Do you have any idea?
I do not.
You will like that. One of these is really good. First of all, it's National Pasta Day.
Ooh, I had pasta last night.
Oh, so you can't, I mean, you can't go wrong with that. The National Pasta Day is actually, there is over 600 pasta shapes. We need 600 pasta shapes. There are so many sauces, it's not funny. I mean, it's just not even funny. The pasta, as you know, goes all the way back, but I will let you know one thing that you might not know. Pasta is the Italian word for dough. Pasta is the Italian word for dough. How about that? Also, exciting news here. Today is also Wear Something Gaudy Day. That's right.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
See, to me, that's just my clothing. Yeah. I don't know what even that means. This holiday actually comes from a character called Larry Davis in the show Three's Company, and he just caught on so much, and everybody just thought it was the greatest thing. So it's the whole idea is to come up with the gaudiest outfit. For me, all I have to do is present my face. Whatever the clothes are, they are shamed by the size of my ears. It means nothing. Those are the holidays to keep you folks connected. Now, I will tell you we're doing expository today, and I did mention this, and I want to say it, and I'm being really serious. We don't get deeply serious here, but this text that I'm going to teach and talk about today is better than I am by about a bazillion miles. What I mean by that is the stuff in here, the depth, the level, it's so far beyond me that I will do a poor job communicating it. In fact, every commentator who's ever commentated on it does a poor job communicating, because this stuff is deep, deep, deep. I mean, when we're talking deep, it's like we're not just talking about a well. It's deep, okay? So we're going to kind of fire off into that, and we've got the whole hour that we're going to be talking about expository, plus we're going to be doing trivia. I do want to let you know Jamie's going to be on tomorrow. We got a couple of surprises that are coming your way because we like surprises. That's why, because we're surprisey kind of people. That's what it is. This is in the middle of the day. You're not supposed to have fun in the middle of the day. Too bad. Have fun. You know what? Enjoy your life. Eat out more often. S.C. Rykoff said that. Did you know that? S.C. Rykoff said, enjoy life. Eat out more often. Of course, he had a food company, but that's not the point. The point is that you want to just kind of enjoy this. We're going to get into Ephesians. We don't have a sound for this, do we?
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I forgot about that sound already. I'm telling you, I told you I was getting older. Right in front of you. See, look at this. All gray, my whole beard. That's right. Alleluia. That's right, because we're doing expository. Here we go. Let's get ready, and we'll work on trying to get this stuff live in a little bit. Here we go. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. It says this. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. And like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. I'm going to stop right there because I want to make sure you understand the overall what's going on in Ephesians. In Ephesians chapter 1, there was a pretty simple breakdown. There was a hello, which is a salutation, which is a how you doing kind of intro on the letter. Verses 3 through 6 talked about salvation by God the Father. Verses 7 through 12 talked about salvation by the Son. And verses 13 and 14 talked about salvation that has to do through the Holy Spirit. And then when you get into the verse 15 and you're going beyond that, verse 15 and 16 is a personal acknowledgement. It's prayer for intimacy and understanding in verse 17 through 19. And there's a power illustration in 20 through 23 showing that Jesus is on the throne and in authority and in charge. Okay? Now you get to chapter 2. In today's, and the overall, most people will really know Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, for by grace you are saved, but we're not going to get there yet till next week. What I want to talk to you about is the breakdown before that, which is verses 1 through 3 and 4 through 7. Verses 1 through 3 is now going to talk about our old condition. What Paul's going to do is he's going to write out, look at this is kind of the state that you are in. And then verses 4 through 7, what Paul's going to do is say, because you are in this position and in this state, this is what God has done in response. You get that? So one has to do with where we were at, and two has to do with what God has done because of where we're at. And as we read through this, I'm going to tell you right now, as we go through verses 1, 2, and 3, you're going to find out that it's not that cheery. You find out that we were dead in our transgressions and sins. We used to live in a way that followed the world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air. These are things that are a part of our lives that, for many of us, we have defined our lives as B.C. and A.S. You're going, what? B.C. is before Christ, and A.S. is after salvation. Okay, so if you're trying to find out where that goes, I know, B.C., A.D., I get it, you know, before Christ, after, okay, prior to you getting saved, this category that we're going to talk about and read, it's you. After getting saved, it's not you, but that in between, that's what this passage is going to be talking about. How you went from boy, you were a mess, to boy, now you're God's mess. There's a step there in between those, and that's what the text of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 7 talks about. Next week, of course, we're going to dive into the fantastic formula for our condition, which is Ephesians 2, 8, 9, and 10. We'll get into that later. Next week, get ready. That's going to be a lot of fun, but I want you to be aware that I am treating everybody in this audience like you are an adult theologian, okay? Do you understand that? And the reason that I'm doing that is because this is not going to baby step. This is what the passages say. This is how it applies. This is what we need to be aware of. This is the condition we were in. This is God's response to our condition that we were in. You're adults. We're adults. And we can look at this and go, yeah, this is what Paul was talking about. We're going to apply that to our lives. And that matters. And why does it matter? I'll explain to you right now. Jesus said this statement in the Gospel of John. He said, I know where I come from, and I know where I'm going. I got a message for you. You need to know where you came from to understand where you're going. That's what Jesus said. I didn't make that up. And we need to know where we were so we can know where we're going in the kingdom of God. And that's why it's important. Okay? All right, you can take our break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now listen, I've done a lot of interviews, and every once in a while you do an interview with somebody who's legendary, and he doesn't even know why he's legendary. And when I tell him, he's going to go, whoa, whoa, whoa. The legendary Josh McDowell with us, co-authoring the book with his son, Sean, The Beauty of Intolerance, joins us live. Josh, are you there with us?
It's sure better to join you live than dead.
I love it.
The David Spoon Experience.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Woman walks into window and sues for injuries. Play that again. Apparently now being moronic entitles you to sue. Here's the problem. The person walked into a window and sued the restaurant owner because there was a window there. I want to say 2 things. One, my dog has more common sense than that because my dog stops at the window and waits. And number 2, I guess with the $100,000 the woman is trying to get, she can buy a sensor that goes off and she can wrap it around her forehead so that whenever she's going to come close to an object, it will beep for her. What do you think? That's a good one.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Yeah, that's what I said, here in Texas. I'm still a little smarting from the Dallas game, just to let you know. I'm still a little upset about that. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. There is a donation tab on there because we are trying to do some advancing in regards to our show. That's one of the things we're looking to do. So you'll hear me mention that. My wife said don't mention it too much, so I won't. And then she said the other thing. She said because you're videotaping yourself, make sure that you're paying attention and not fiddling around on the desk. My wife, she just kind of lets it out there. There it is. Do this right. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Best friend, best person, best gift God ever gave me on the planet. Besides himself. This segment brought to you by our good friend, Jamie Blumenthal. Jamie Blumenthal, his wonderful wife, Nancy. They are the owners of Retirement Strategies and Solutions. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. Their website, retiretherightway.com. Their saying, their slogan, their phrase, their catchphrase, whatever you want to use. Plan right, retire the right way. And I've mentioned this before. Every time I think of them, I think of a wrong way sign, and then somebody's going down the wrong way trying to figure out where they're going. Don't do that. Meet with Jamie. You can spend an hour, hour and a half with him. No cost. He will do a financial checkup to see where things are at. Make sure you've got everything in line. It won't cost you a penny. If he's got some suggestions and you can work together, great. If not, no problems. So we've had some people reach out to him and talk with him, and some want to go forward and some don't want to go forward. That's whatever you believe is correct. That's what you should be doing. You should be, I mean, that discernment that God gave you, that gift they gave you, there's a reason. But you'll never know if you don't meet with him, if you don't talk with him. You'll never have that opportunity. And so I encourage you to at least meet with him and see where that goes. 800-287-1667, retiretherightway.com, which can also be found on our website, davidspoonmedia.com. We are doing expository teaching. We are trying to get our tech problems resolved. I have a cord that goes from the table into the Chromebook, and sometimes it works and sometimes it don't. It seems like my brain. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes my spirit receptor is really good and I can tell what the Lord is doing. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a mud storm, which is like, I don't have a clue. Let's at least go into our first trivia question. And something that I asked, I think somebody called afterwards to answer, but the show had already wrapped up. And when the show already wraps up, there's nobody there to take the call, just so you can know. We do 1 hour live, 2 to 3. It's 1 hour for now. We'll see where that goes. Here is the trivia question. What kind of person was the first person to be healed in the Gospel of Matthew after the Sermon on the Mount? What kind of person was the first person to be healed in the Gospel of Matthew after the Sermon on the Mount? See, I'm not even going to get into the text. Somebody's already calling because they think they know, and I love that they know, and I love that you guys kind of study this, or that you know your scripture. Hold on. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Bobby Evans.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
I'm doing great. Blessing the Lord.
All right, and that's a good way to be, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, talk to me a little bit here. We've got this person that got healed. So the Sermon on the Mount goes chapter 5, 6, 7 in Matthew, from our understanding. And if you read the Sermon on the Mount, probably takes you about 30 minutes, which is all those things that Jesus had to say in about 30, maybe 35 minutes. So maybe pastors can get a little grip on that, because that's good for them to be aware of. Jesus said everything he wanted to say in 35 minutes. Anyhow, who was the first person? What kind of person was the first person healed after that sermon?
The leper.
That is correct, sir. You are right. He was a leper. Now, that comes out of Matthew chapter 8, verse 2. I'm going to ask you a follow-up question. You don't have to answer it. Don't worry. But do you know what Jesus did in the very beginning of that engagement that broke the law? Do you remember what he did with the leper?
Well, for the healing on the Sabbath.
He touched him.
Right. Get him on the Sabbath.
Exactly.
What they call the thing. So.
And that's right. Boy, you're on a roll, brother. I should just start firing him off at you. Good job. All right. Excellent, excellent answer. Way to go on that one. And congratulations on getting that correct. Did you know that right away, or did you look it up?
Yes, I know the right way. I try to stay in this word and let the Holy Spirit give you the insight on these things. Like saying through the word, we must be led by the Spirit of God. That way we would understand these things.
That's exactly right. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:14, correct. That's good,
well,
my friend. That's really
made,
good.
You made alive, so you admit you're dead. You're dead in your sin and trespass, not knowing Jesus. But born again, you made alive. See, we once were dead by sin. After Adam's sin, we all were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. But through Jesus Christ and our faith in him and what he did on the cross, we are made alive and quickened by the Holy Spirit. So we are born again.
That's right. And you know what? I'm about to teach on that in Ephesians. We're going to talk about being dead in sins right after I hang up with you.
Oh, okay. So that'd be Ephesians 1 or 2 or whatever chapter.
Ephesians
1 or 2. Yeah,
that's right.
I'm saying the word.
Right.
So they probably Ephesians 1 or 2 or whatever it is.
That's correct. You're correct. It's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. We're going to go right into it. So you did an excellent job. Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Praise God. I be listening to you every day and things like that and things like that. But, you know, I just stay in this word, you know, like saying, throughout our thing, we must be led by the Spirit of God. Whatever we do, even in our rest, and day we need to rest, we need to just seek God and pray that the Spirit leads us and guide us. Praise God. And then we'll do it right.
That's
according
right.
to the Spirit of God.
That's right. You need the Holy Spirit to lead and guide. That's 100% correct. All right, brother.
Oh, yeah, that's the only way we can rest like we need to rest. We must seek him and pray that prayer, you know.
Yeah, that's right. You're on a roll. I love it. Good job, my friend.
Yes, sir.
All right, God,
you know,
God bless you, brother.
God teaches me through the Spirit.
God bless you. Thank
God
you, sir.
Bless you.
All right. You have a fantastic rest of the day. All right. Boy, he's on a roll. I love it. All right. So let's get into this real quickly. Here's what the scripture says. As for you, you are dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. Let me tell you something right off the bat. You are dead, spiritually dead. That's not physically dead, spiritually dead. You didn't cease to exist. You were spiritually disconnected from the living God based on what? You were dead in your transgressions and sins. When we talk about the word sin, everybody kind of knows by now, sin is hamatiar, is the Greek word. It means to throw a spear at a target and miss. Well, transgression also has an origin to its
word. And that word transgression means to step wrong. So when it says you are dead, spiritually dead, disconnected from God in your transgressions and sins, that transgressions is stepping wrong, and that sin is missing the mark. And then it gives definition to how that happens. You are dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live, right? When you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air. Right? This isn't genius level stuff. When you followed the ways of the world, secular humanism, self, self-exaltation, self-pleasure, self-will, the world culture. When it talks about James and it says there is an animosity, there is a tension, there is a fight with the world. It's not the individuals of the world, people, individuals of themselves. It's the system of the world. It's the spirit of the world. It's the man's wisdom and man's self-exaltation of the world. The reason that that's a problem and that's an issue is because all of that self for man is influenced by Satan. And Satan was the one who influenced Eve and Adam to move away from God. And Satan's the one that influences the world to move away from God in the world system, the world way of thinking, the world philosophy. So what Paul says under the leading of the Holy Spirit, he says, you were dead. You were disconnected from God in your transgressions and your stepping wrong and in your sin and missing the mark in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit that is now at work in those who are disobedient. And by the way, the disobedient is the unsaved, just in case you're wondering. So what Paul's laying down is when you were stepping wrong, when you were missing the mark, you were doing this because you were being influenced by the world and influenced by the ruler of the air. You were being influenced by secular humanism and you were being influenced by Satan the thief. And it puts you at a disconnect with God. And in verse 3, just so you know, it says, all of us also lived among them at one time. When Paul says all of us, he means Jews, Gentiles, it's everybody. Straight across the board. Everybody used to be doing that. But the key component is for us to catch this. That we all used to do that. We were gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature. And we were, by nature, by our natural rebellion against God, objects of God's wrath. The word object, by the way, is kind of an interesting word. It's techna in the Greek, and it means children. We are all children of wrath because we were stepping wrong with the world and with Satan. But the cool thing, I only got a minute to say this, is the scripture is clear. You were dead in your trespasses and sins. This is a were. You used to do this. You were. It's a past condition. Because God has a response to this condition, and that response obviously comes through Jesus Christ, which we're going to dive into when we get back and get into the next element. This is just great stuff. I love it. I hope you're enjoying it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
What is the David Spoon experience?
By the way, I found out just the other day, I know you don't know this, but I found out that I am one of the most hated people in the United States of America and in the world. Did you know that?
Because you're a middle-aged white guy?
Let me help you out here, son. Let me help you out. Not only am I a middle-aged white guy, by the way, thanks for the middle age line. Thanks, pal. I appreciate that.
I'm not that far behind.
Okay, well, that's not the point. The point is, I'm also, ready? I'm also Jewish, okay? So I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm Christian, so I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm conservative. I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm an American. Got a lot of people that don't like me right there. I mean, you see where we're going with this? And I have a talk show. So that's just, you put all those together.
You got me left. Yeah, I love you, buddy.
I mean, come on. You know, just because they love me doesn't mean they're right. And just because they hate me doesn't mean they're wrong.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Hey, if you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com, Facebook David Spoon Media, YouTube David Spoon Media. We're fighting our way through on some tech issues that's got nothing to do with this station whatsoever. It's all internet-based. It's all Facebook. I know Facebook doesn't like me very much. You can't blame them. See, it's called Facebook, and then you put your face on there, and if you have a face like mine, they go, hee. That's a shudder for those that don't. Okay. So you try to do live stuff, and then, all the circuits break or something. Something like that. Let's get into our second trivia question, then we'll get into the next phase of our expository teaching. And I really want you to get this. And I really appreciate our caller calling in because, you know, the truth of the matter is you were dead in your transgressions and sins. You were disconnected from God in stepping wrong and in missing the mark. And then we were all influenced by the world and by Satan. And Satan influences the world and he influences individuals. And that world, that system is the one that's rebellious against God. And it's so, so, so amazing if you think about how God has delivered us. But we were, by nature, the objects or the children, the techna of God's wrath. But God had a response to that, and we're going to talk about that response right after we give you the trivia question. Here is the trivia question. In Luke, okay, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Remember Luke the physician. Luke wrote Luke and the book of Acts, Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts, okay? When Jesus was given the scroll in the temple in the beginning of his ministry, what book did he read from? When Jesus was given the scroll in the temple, what book did he read from? Don't look it up in Google. You can look it up. It's in Luke. It's in the beginning, after chapter 3. Gives you the opportunity to look it up. You're welcome to do that. Give us a call, 972-445-0770. Many people are thinking, well, you're not giving away money. I don't have any money to give you. I'm $10,000 in debt just trying to make sure everything keeps going. That's what we're doing the best we can. You think, well, then why are you still doing trivia? Because we all need to know the word. If you really want to know how bad you need to know the word, you should read the Gospel of John chapter 8, verse 47, which it specifically says that those who don't know the word don't know God. Ouch.
Well, we got an answer already to our question. Here we go. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is John, David.
Hi, John. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm not a real good tech guy, so we're trying to do some Facebook stuff, but it never works.
I don't do Facebook, actually.
Yeah, I don't. Apparently, I don't either. So that's kind of working all together. Talk to me. Do you remember that part in Luke where Jesus went into the temple and he gave him a scroll? He opened it up. Do you remember what book he opened it up to?
I believe it's Isaiah, because I think he was talking about himself and something about being fulfilled this day or something like that.
That is correct, sir. You are correct. Now, here's the coolest part about it. So it was Isaiah 61, and it was verse 1 and 2, but the last part of verse 2 is, as you've probably been taught before in church, that's the part where it talks about the wrath of the Lord. He intentionally did not reference that part as he was making proclamation, because the full judgment wrath has not yet come. It's coming, but it has not yet come. So excellent job, sir. You're right on target. Did you know that right away?
Yeah, somehow it just popped into my mind. So
praise the Lord.
I guess, I guess from some teaching years ago or something. I don't know.
Some bell went off some time ago.
Yeah,
right?
some bell went off, right.
There you go. Well, excellent job, sir. Thank you so much. You did a great job.
Well, thank you. I really enjoy your personality and your liveliness and all. And it's kind of a breath of fresh air, you know, because most of us go to work and, you know, it's a grind. But I appreciate the. When I get a chance to listen to you, I do, you know. So thank you very much, and I appreciate you.
Thank you so much for that compliment. I really appreciate it, sir. I do.
Thank you. And you know what? You know, if somebody ever says anything about your ear, just tell them it's better to hear you with.
That's good.
I don't know why I thought of that either. But anyway, lemonade out of lemons, as my mother used to say. So.
Got it. Excellent. Thank you, sir. That's excellent.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Boy, we're getting... This is fun. I hope you're all having fun. All right. So, I love it when people call, and then they know the answers, and you get to talk to them. This is what fellowship is. This is why it's so much fun. I love it. See, fellowship. Two people in the same boat. Fellowship. See, fellowship. Okay. All right. It's a bad joke. What do you want from me? All right, so we were talking about being dead in transgressions and sins. We were talking about being connected to the world and to Satan. And it's like, yeah, that's how we were. That's not how we are. That's how we were. We were objects of wrath. But keep in mind, that's what it used to be like. Now, I want to go on from verse 3 and 4, and I want to get into verse 5. It's very cool stuff. So in verse 3, it says, all of us also lived, past time, among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. Just so you can know, that's a great verse to say to people. No, man is not basically good by nature. Man is basically sinful, rebellious against God. I mean, that's the reality. That's why Jesus said, if you people, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts. So, I mean, this whole idea, well, man is basically good. No, he's not. Man is basically a mess, and if God did not intervene, would self-destroy. So that's just rubbish. Look at verse 4. But because of God's great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. This is like the coolest thing ever. You and I were children of wrath. We were techna, children of wrath, objects of wrath, because we were stepping wrong, because we were not just stepping wrong, we were missing the mark, we were following the worldly ways, we were allowing Satan to influence. This is how we were. This is how humanity was. This is how it's been because of our fallen nature all the way from the beginning. But God, because of, look at verse 4. Oh, I don't know why it's not preach more. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ when we were dead in transgressions. We were objects of wrath. We were bad. We were doing it wrong. All this stuff. The Lord, because of his great love, it's great agape, because of that great agape, and God who's rich in mercy. So people are like, well, this guy's really rich. He's got a lot of friends. This guy's really rich. He's got a lot of money. This guy's really rich. He's got a lot of land. This guy's really rich. He's got, you know, a lot of, you know, great cattle, great this, great this. God is rich because he's got a lot of mercy. It's like, wow, that's the dude you want to hang out with. Right. God is wealthy in mercy. That's why James 2:13 says mercy triumphs over judgment. It's like, wow. And because God had feelings, I know it's hard for people. God had feelings? Yeah, you don't think those feelings that you got came like because you were like a frog that became a land animal, that became an ape, that became a person, right? You know God gave you those, right? Okay, well, because God had feelings towards us, he did something. And you think, well, what did he do? He opened the door for us to have the wrath removed through Jesus Christ. I mean, this is like the greatest portion ever, in the sense that this is the gospel. That we, bad, doing dumb things, thinking dumb ways, acting in concert with the world and in concert with Satan, God's like, here you go, here's a gift. Well, why would we'll get into the why in the next thing. But let me explain something to you. You and I were in these really bad places. Now, when I say that, I'm talking about all humanity. But God provided a way out. He didn't have to. The Lord wasn't required. God is required to save you. No, he's not. It's because of his great love for us. And you know what I thought I had today? You're going to, some people are going to get upset, but you'll get over it. You know, we keep saying, oh, look how much God loved us, because he forgave all of our sins up to the point where we said yes to Jesus. Well, I have a new theory I've been working on, and it's that God loves us so much that the reality check is that there might be even more sins from the time you become a Christian to the time he calls you home. And the reason I say something like that is because I was not a Christian for 17 years. I've been a Christian for 41 years, right? And in that 41 years, I'm pretty confident I did a lot of sinning in that 17 years. I will tell you that. But I'm pretty confident in my last 41 years, it would easily equal my first 17. And if the Lord allows me to live till the age I think he's going to let me live to, I'm going to easily double my sins from before as a Christian. That means that God loves me. He doesn't just love me up to the point of sin. He loves me all the way through even more sin. Because I've been a mess for years. But the cool part is I'm a mess, but I'm God's mess. Right? We come back. We're going to find out what motivated this whole thing. You're going to love it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere. Destroying everyone and everything we find. Why does Sally sell seashells by the seashore when anyone can pick them up on the beach for free? And what does she sell them for? I don't understand.
The David Spoon Experience.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but It's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Do you know how you keep going? Do you know how you keep putting one foot in front of the other? Do you know how you don't give up? Do you know how you don't quit even though you want to quit? You fix your eyes on Jesus. You see with God. When Peter went out of that boat and stepped on that water, there is no natural principle in the world, in any normal universe, that would allow Peter to walk on water. But he did one thing well. He looked at Jesus. And as he was looking at Jesus, the Bible says he walked on the water. He looked at his situation, just focusing at Jesus. Then he took his eyes off of Jesus, and he saw the winds and the waves, and he sank. He lost the correct attitude when he stopped seeing with Jesus in the picture. Whatever you see, whatever you face, whatever you encounter, do not see it or face it in the natural. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So everything you see, you must insert the picture of Jesus.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Last trivia question, but you got to be fast because it's all I got. I can't do anything about it. There are two fully acceptable answers, so do not freak out. Two of the answers, one comes from Matthew and Mark. Another one comes from Luke. Actually, it's Matthew and Luke and then Mark. Who did Jesus say his mother, brother, and sister were? There you go. Just that straightforward. Who did Jesus say his mother, his brother, and his sister were? Actually, he said his mother, his brothers. And then another place, his mother, his brothers, his sister. And then another place, his mother, his brothers, and sisters. It's multiple. So just pick. It's fine. Our number here is 972-445-0770. My favorite part right here. Oh, I'm so excited to teach this. Just bear with me. So we are talking about wrath. We were talking about being the objects of wrath. We were talking about that we were the objects of wrath. We were the children of wrath because we did step wrong and we did process with Satan, with the world. We did it. I mean, it's something that we did. And then the Lord, in his great love for us, did a fantastic thing in providing Jesus Christ as our sacrifice, which is totally, totally awesome, right? But we're going to talk about what the result of that is in these verses. But first, let's take this call. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Bobby again. This is Bobby Evans again. The mother of those who do the will of God.
That is right. That is right, Big Bobby. It is those that do the will of God. It is also those that hear the word of God and do it. That's in another gospel, which is totally okay. The thelema is the word will, which means follows the design and the desire. So good job, yeah. Big Bobby. Excellent work.
All right.
Thank you, brother. Okay. Good job by Bobby. That coming straight in. I love it. He just, I know the answer. Now, he knew that answer right away. So you got to like that. Okay. All right. It's cool stuff. All right. Here's the biggest thing. Okay. I'm jazzed to teach this. How weird is that? So we're kind of a mess. God is full of graciousness. He loves us. He's provided an opportunity for us through his great love. He essentially, verse 5 says, he made us alive with Christ when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God has raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms. Watch this. In order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ. Watch this. Watch this. This is going to blow your mind, right? Objects of wrath, messy people, all this, all that. Got it, right? Saved by God, moved his great love, his great agape, moved his great compassion for us. He moved us. He was rich. He's rich in mercy. His feelings toward us. What did he do? He united us with Jesus. Oh, that's pretty wild right there. I could spend 2 days just talking about being united with Christ. Perpetual life with Christ, perpetual honor with Christ, perpetual position, because life with Christ is alive with Christ. Perpetual honor is raised up with Christ. Position is seated with Christ. These are all cool things. But look what verse 7 says. Don't miss this. In order that in the coming ages, okay, in order in the coming ages, he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. What does that mean? It means that you and I, we are now and in the future, we are demonstrations of the value of God's grace, which he illustrates by our saved lives. Get this. This is it. We are eternal monuments of his kindness. Ho-ho! What? We are eternal monuments of his kindness. I want you, if you've not seen this before, I want you to look at verse 7. In order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. One of the reasons that God demonstrates this and works all of this stuff in our lives is to show his kindness in our lives, and we are living monuments of the kindness of God. I am not worth it to teach this. That is unbelievable stuff. It's incredible. We are eternal monuments designed by God to illustrate his kindness through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. And you sit there and you go, well, why would God do it? Why does he do it? Look at it tells you in verse 5, it's by grace you've been saved. In other words, you know why he did it? It's got nothing to do with you. It's unmerited favor. What did we do to deserve this? Nothing. You did nothing. You think, well, no, I have to do something. I can't get something for free. That's why salvation is called a free gift. It's like, wait. Some people go, well, it's a birthday, and I get a birthday present because I made it another year, so I should get a present. So, you know, it's like a gift. That's right. That's why Scripture calls it in the Greek a free gift, not a achieved a goal gift. And the grace of God is given to us as a free gift. It's the most glorious thing ever. It's a free gift given to us by God because he's a giver. And what's more amazing is that some people reject this. Like, what? And when you don't reject God and you acknowledge the testimony he's given regarding his son, acknowledge the testimony he gave regarding our sin, you become an eternal monument of his kindness, because not just now, but forevermore, he's got his stamp of grace and blessing on you. This isn't a rich prosperity thing. This is, you're going to live forever and dance on streets of gold, and you're going to be in a heaven that is so awesome your mind cannot conceive of it. Eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for them. And the Spirit does give us a glimpse, the Scripture says. And we get glimpses in Revelation, but I got news for you. They're glimpses. We see dimly now. Then we shall see face to face, like, yeah. And the worst case scenario in our brain, we're dancing on streets of gold. Whoa, okay. So stop thinking of heaven as going up on a cloud and having a magazine from your dentist's office that you read over and over and over again. Okay? That's not heaven. That the only reason people came up with that illustration is because they're going to hell. And they don't want people who go to heaven to be happy. Too bad. If eye has not seen and ear has not heard and neither has entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for him, and I know that Wonder Julie will agree with me on this, it's the bottom line. I'm going to Planet Dessert. I'm going to Planet Dessert on my ship. I'm getting off. I'm eating whatever I want. I'm getting no calorie gain. That's heaven, right? Come on. That's a cool hope. But remember, I can't even conceive of what it is God has prepared. So if I can come up with that, heaven is better. Oh, yeah, that's just, you're killing me here. So we are eternal monuments of his kindness. He grants it to us, not because we deserve it, but because it's a gift, a free gift that he gives to us because he's awesome. And you, as best as we get in the theology, you can reject it or you can accept it. You can stay a child or a techna of wrath, or you can become a child of his kindness. What? Does that seem like a tough choice? I only got a minute left. Let's make it clear. If you're a person that has not received the kindness of God, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, my Lord, in Christ Jesus our Lord. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Pray this prayer, something close to it, or around this ballpark. Heavenly Father, I surrender my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I give you my heart. Pour out your Holy Spirit on me, for I believe that you rose from the dead, and I confess with my mouth that you died for my sins according to the Scriptures. You were buried, and 3 days later you rose again. You ascended to the Father and are coming back soon. I thank you for this new life you have given me. I praise you and pray this in your name. Amen. You pray that prayer, you're going to have a completely new life. One where the kindness of God is eternally stamped in your mind and heart. How awesome, and congratulations to you. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.